All over Massachusetts, communities are struggling with ways to deal with the exploding opioid epidemic. One town, East Bridgewater, has begun a new effort aimed at getting those with addictions into treatment and at the same time arming citizens with knowledge about the problem. WBUR's Steve Brown has the story.
On an unseasonably mild autumn evening, lanterns illuminate the walkway outside the Community Covenant Church in East Bridgewater. Inside, volunteers and counselors try to shed light on the area's opiate addiction problem. Organizers say the Substance Abuse Outreach and Intervention Center, which serves as a single stop for people struggling with addiction, is the first of its kind in the region.
Basically, they're looking for help.
Susan Silva is the founder of EB Hope. That stands for Help, Outreach, Prevention, and Education. It's the not-for-profit that is presenting the open house-style center on the first and third Thursdays of the month.
Whether it's for themselves personally or if it's a family that they're looking for help, understanding how they can either help their loved one or just what resources are available to them.
In the church's small gymnasium, a half dozen tables are set up and manned by various organizations that offer information about available services. They range from mental health triage counseling to recovery services to training on how to properly administer the overdose reversal drug naloxone. A licensed counselor is on hand to do initial intake for individuals seeking treatment, and volunteers help arrange transportation to recovery facilities. Also, there is a mock teenage bedroom setup called Hidden in Plain Sight. It shows the many places a teen struggling with addiction might hide their drugs. Silva says she wishes this type of resource was available 13 years ago, when her then 15-year-old son became addicted to heroin. He's in recovery now, but Silva says it came after 8 years of hell. She's hopeful the drop-in center will make it easier for others to find help than it was for her family.
Because these resources are available all in one place, people can get the help they need much quicker. I mean, obviously, we need more beds and we need more availability for that kind of treatment or new and different treatment. Who knows? But having this in place, our hope is that families' struggles will be shortened.
Volunteers known as angels are a key part of the drop-in center. They are themselves in recovery and are here to offer support and encouragement. One of the angels is Sean Salisbury. He easily relates to the people who come in looking for help.
I've been there. I know how they feel when they walk in the door. They're scared to come in the door. They don't want people to see them. You know, when we come in the doors, we feel like nobody likes us anymore. You know, we feel like kind of like castaways, like we did something wrong. And it's an illness.
Also working closely with EB Hope is the East Bridgewater Police Department. Detective Sergeant Scott Allen says the drop-in center is the missing piece in dealing with the region's opioid epidemic.
There's always going to be some level of enforcement that we're going to have to do, but I think right now, to make a big dent into this epidemic, we're going to have to get on the education side. It's got to be take on more of that initiative, that counseling type role versus, you know, the enforcement role.
So far, roughly 30 people have turned out for the drop-in center. About a half dozen came in to get themselves into treatment, the others to find out more how they can help loved ones. One woman, who asked that we not use her name, came from a neighboring town because her grandniece is struggling with addiction.
There's hope. There's got to be hope. And there's got to be more people that come together to help. I'm willing to do all I can, but you know, I don't have all the answers without the resources out there to give them.
And providing needed information and resources to the community is a major goal of the drop-in center. Susan Silva of EB Hope is surprised at how successful it has been.
We were thinking, you know, we're going to do this and nobody's going to show up. So our first night out of the gate to have been able to help 7 or 8 people was just really a pleasant surprise. And then tonight we more than have doubled that, people that have come through the doors.
Those doors will be open again tonight from 5 to 9 when EB Hope conducts its third drop-in center. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.